starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and there was a lot of positivity in the markets throughout the day and until closure. My capital gains are now reaching an all-time high. To put things in perspective, I have evidently not sold any of my holdings since the beginning of the year, especially most recently with the significant market corrections which occurred since the beginning of May. Since then, my gains have recovered by 224% from the last dip of June the 3rd. While this may sound fantastic, I am more interested in what happened to attain this type of figure. The most important trait of any investor is how he or she manages emotions once things start to go backwards. Success lies in the process, not in the finality. I certainly did not get lucky. Here's what happened. On May the 6th, 2019, the market started to go downwards consistently for a full month, given multiple headlines that we have all been very much aware about, and I consistently lost on average 2.33% of my yearly gains every single day for more than 30 days until reaching a staggering 70% loss on those gains. Most of the people playing on the stock market would have started a sell-off of their holdings early in view of stopping the bleeding, not realizing that by doing so, they are forfeiting huge potential gains in the long term on top of fees and the losses generated by selling off at a loss. That and this is exactly the root of the problem for most traders on the stock market. I did not sell a single stock so far. You do not lose any money if you do not sell your holdings, as they are exactly that. They are holdings. I was completely unfazed by these events because the level of confidence in my long-term strategy is rock solid, and there will be no deviation possible. I would like for all to understand that even if your holdings are going through rough patches, which are totally normal on the stock market, they will recover and recover stronger over time, provided of course you chose the right companies. The only tangible variable here is your choice of companies that could determine the fate of your investments, and that is on top of your intangibles such as attitude, mindset, emotional intelligence, etc., towards your investing strategy. I made a move yesterday, but it took me 6 months to make my decision on acquiring pieces of that new company in my portfolio. 6 months of observation following a very intense research, and even had to learn about a new sector altogether. I almost did not go for it as I was eyeing an additional investment in Apple, as I shared with you and planned for the last 2 months. I am thrilled, however, about that acquisition, and I will share more on another episode, but I did speak briefly about a real estate investment trusts, and we will talk about how I feel about the next generation of real estate. I am no expert again, but I learned enough to make an opinion, plus the stock reached a price that I was willing to pay for. Now, I have a feeling that by approaching my investing and investment strategy this way, by being willing and ready to build wealth slowly rather than quickly, that I will end up winning. I am 38 years old. I will still be young at 48. Now, of course, should I had started at 28 years old, my life would have already taken another turn. I am absolutely convinced about that. I wish you all a splendid day ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.